from the city of Hull, it's Gary and Kim's Easter Eggin'!
Very good afternoon to you. How you doing? I hope you're having a great Easter Monday. And welcome to Gary and Kim's Easter Eggin', coming to you live from Hull. And welcome to my co-host today.
Hello.
How you doing? Happy Easter.
Oh, happy Easter, Gary. Having a nice time?
Yeah, so far so good. It's a little bit windy in Hull. We are at the toll booth to the Humber Bridge. Why we're starting here? Well, over the last week or so, the nice people who've been collecting money at the toll booth have also been collecting Easter eggs for us. In fact, I think there's a guy over there, Kim, that wants to have a word with you.
Yeah.
He's been ogling at you. Just nip over.
Dave.
Yeah, it's Dave.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Not too bad, yourself?
Very well. Having a busy Easter.
It's just started to build up again. It's been quiet the last few days. Well, a few hours of the day. Friday was bad.
They've been giving up you loads of eggs.
Plenty of eggs, yes.
Fantastic. It's cold today, though.
It is.
You're a big Kim Wilde fan, aren't you, Dave?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
Just got your autograph, thanks very much.
Do you want a kiss as well?
Oh, I wouldn't mind. As long as nobody's watching.
All right, then. Listen, stick around for the next hour and 25 minutes. We've got a belting show coming to you live from Hull. To start us off, here's Roxette and Joyride.
Hello, you fool, I love you.
You got some Easter eggs?
Reduced price.
Really?
Only one or two.
Listen, I've got to buy Kim an Easter egg.
Have you now?
Yeah.
We'll put you one in for half price.
Oh, that's very nice. What a nice man you are. Where are they? Just over here? Oh, hang on a minute. He's just pointing to the window here.
Just behind the soup.
That's all I've got left, young man. I'm sorry.
You've only got three Easter eggs left?
That's all I've got left.
So we've got, a Terry's Le Box.
That's right.
Right. Okay, so we'll have one of those. We'll buy one of those, and
just the expensive ones left, Gary.
Yeah,
actually.
I noticed.
And, what a shame!
And we've got a big moonlight Easter egg here. I'll buy that one for you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Is
that
all right?
Looks like yeah.
Now, someone told me that you might have a few more Easter eggs, not for us, but for some other people.
Oh yes, for Terry's.
Yeah. Where are they?
They're just been loading on the.
Oh, hang on a minute. Let's just move over here. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, Jane Cormey from Terry's.
Sorry.
You're from Terry's. And, that's a soup. That's a chocolate.
We've actually donated 200 Easter eggs.
200?
200 Easter eggs, yeah.
Oh,
fantastic.
That is so nice
chocolate
of you.
Chocolate orange and Terry's all gold.
Yummy!
So there you go.
Thank you very much indeed.
Hey,
that is
welcome.
Really sweet of you. And we'll make sure that those go to kids who will love them a little bit later on today. Thank you very much. Okay. 200 Brilliant. Easter eggs. Wow. That is really good. Any cream eggs knocking around here?
Any double deckers around here?
Hang on a minute.
Milky bars.
All right, okay. We'll just go and buy the shop out, and you have a listen to the record, and we'll join you again right after this. There you go. The house masters and happy hour. Can we have an action replay on that last mouthful, please?
Oh, God, this is just bliss, isn't it?
Sitting here...
Oh, you're eating it.
Oh, this is bliss.
Sitting here, Kim's happy now because she's eating her Easter egg.
Mm-mm.
And, so many Easter eggs they had there at Jack Kay's place. That little grocer's shop is the sort of shop that everybody would love to have.
There's an Easter egg.
Oh, there's a lady there with an Easter egg. Quick, wind down the window. Thank you very much indeed. Cheers.
Thank you.
That little corner shop, as I was saying before I was interrupted by that egg, is the sort of shop that everybody would love to have on the end of their road, isn't it?
Oh, it's fantastic. He's such a sweet old guy, too.
He is. He's just brilliant. They've got everything in there.
And it has his name written on the boxes as well. It's the name of his shop.
Jack Kay.
On the box.
We're a little bit delayed at the moment because we seem to have ourselves a serious convoy. We came out of there and we'd only not been in there long, have we? And there were just like cars and people everywhere and everybody outside their houses.
People now.
In fact,
Hull's out in force.
Listen, if you're flying us around at the moment, do honk your horn, please. We got car horns everywhere and people everywhere. Where are we now? Does anybody know? What's the name of this road? We just turned into where? We're in Newland Avenue. And how far are we from where we're going next?
About two streets.
About two streets away. So, should we talk? We'll play a record. Okay, we'll play a record. And this will give you a good clue as to where we're going next. In fact, the record before this should do as well. Beautiful South in a little time. And I'm just entering a little terraced house here in the middle of a street in Hull. And young Paul Heaton, hello.
All right there. Hiya.
How you doing? Happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter too. As well.
So listen, we thought if we're going to come to Hull, we've got to come to the most famous person in Hull's home. So this is it. I mean, I mean, you've always said that, you know, no showbiz life for you, and you're not kidding, are you?
No, not really. No. Do you want to see my bathroom?
Beg your pardon?
Do you want to see my bathroom?
Do we want to see his bathroom, Kim?
Yeah.
Go on then.
Decorated it.
Are you decorating here at the moment? Because are you decorating at the moment, Paul? No, it's not actually. It's just that there's bare floorboards here, and we just thought that. Oh, hang on a minute. We're just going upstairs now to see Paul's bathroom. Oh, hang on. Pardon?
What? Bathroom.
You've got a very, very large bathroom.
It's my embarrassing bathroom.
Why are you embarrassed about this?
It's so large, you know.
Wait.
The rest of the house is really small and this is so large, you know.
This is the biggest room in the house?
It is, yeah. It's bigger than the bedroom. Incidentally, onto the bedroom. You may as well do a tour.
Okay, so Paul is actually going to... You can do a...
I'll do the bedroom.
You do the bedroom,
okay.
Kim. Okay. Okay, because hang on a minute. We're just moving across the landing here. And,
oh, it's very nice. It's a lovely atmosphere in here.
Is this the sort of bedroom that you'd like to spend time
in? Wake up in?
Yeah.
Don't ask me that. Oh, there's Ted.
Hang on a minute. What's it? What, you got your teddy there. What's his name, Paul?
Teddy Dinty, yeah.
It's called what?
Teddy Dinty.
Teddy Dinty?
Yeah.
How long have you had him?
I can't remember. Since I was about 7, he was a Green Shield stamp.
How long have you lived here?
I've lived on this street 8 years, and I've lived in this house 5 years.
And is it a good street to live in?
Really good, yeah. Best street in all.
Is it?
No, I'm not sure if it is, but it's a good street for me to live.
I mean, it's no secret where you live. Do you get people coming round all the time saying hello?
I don't get too many people. The odd people knock for autographs or just to see if Radio 1 are here, you know.
Hang on, yeah.
Their eggs.
Well, we've actually kept the name of the street secret, but we've got a bit of a convoy with us, so I'm afraid you might have a few people for tea a little bit later on. You got a local pub as well down there? Did you go down there?
Yeah, I've just been down there, actually, waiting for you lot to do.
So, who have you got down in the lounge? Should we head back down? Who's got here?
We've only got one member of the Beautiful South. They don't talk to me anymore, do they?
Why is that?
Something I said about their streets, probably.
Now, I hear that you and the rest of the band sometimes rehearse in your front room. Is this true?
We still write the songs in the front room.
Uh-huh.
You're about to meet a songwriter in a minute when you get downstairs.
Who's that?
It's Dave Rothery, the guitarist.
Right, where's Dave?
He's on the couch.
He's on the couch. Dave, how you doing, mate?
Happy Easter to you and all your viewers.
Happy Easter to you too. Do you live in Hull as well?
I do actually, yeah. I live just about 10 houses down the street.
On the same street?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a groovy street, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a...
Hang on, it's kicking.
It's a bit of a fairy tale rags to riches story, really.
Yeah. Now, you write music in Paul's front room. Why this room? How does it inspire you to write music?
Well, it's the acoustics, really.
Well, is it good?
Yeah, it's brilliant, yeah. It's like it's that alcove there and that alcove there. I mean, obviously, the radio listeners can't actually see them, but...
Yeah.
They're specially designed, you know, for the acoustic qualities. There's actually soundproofing behind that wallpaper.
Yeah, that's my neighbours about this. They probably say it's not soundproofed.
Yeah.
We're writing this.
Have you seriously put soundproofing in?
No.
Okay, fine, showbiz. Listen, we've got a box of eggs here.
We have got a box of eggs laid by my cockatiels last night in celebration of Easter. And they're for you and your listeners and your kids.
For the kids.
Not my personal kids, but
for the kids we're going to distribute
them. For the kids.
That is a seriously big box of eggs, and that is very, very kind of you. Thank you very much indeed. Give me a nice round of applause. Yeah, for the eggs. Yeah. Whoa.
Yo.
All right. Thanks for having us here.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah. We've got to move on.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'll play another tune, and we'll talk to you again after that.
Okay.
Give us a hand with the eggs, somebody.
Radio 1. Live from the city of Hull, it's Gary and Kim's Easter Egg.